Hello, hello, welcome everybody to today's call, second call, group call on our hormone package, and welcome everybody. This is Aratima. Today we're going to be speaking on liberating the past, which has to do with our ancestors, and we're going to do a lot of clearing today, and entities, toxins, and all the little specifics that you're going to bring to the call today. So let's just come here into this present moment. Take a deep breath. Be here. Sit comfortably. Feet on the floor. If you do want to lie down, that's okay. I prefer if you sit and are alert. Body somewhat straight. Not too slouched in the midsection so that the energy can flow nicely. And we're all surrounded by the light. We are the light. We're closing ourselves off to the lower dimensions that pull us into troubles and sufferings that are needless. And we're going to work specifically on that during the call. You will only receive that which is good for you. Through your higher self, you will be monitored that you receive the frequencies that are in the words and in the energies and the invisible and ways that are time for you during, after, before the call, in whatever way you need it. And the timing is basically it for your optimum good. So we're going to also set an intent today. Everybody can set the intent that you receive that which is helping you to feel happy, because that's what you're looking for. So I would suggest you set that intent to be happy, to just feel free, to feel good. And then secondary is the issue itself that you have attached yourself to. And that might clear as well. And we're going to also work with that specifically. But the driving energy behind it is what we're going to set and reset. So we're going to offer up any needless resistance. Take a deep breath. And we're going to just offer up the whole process. So it's just marvelously perfect for everyone here as we are meeting in the sacred space. So we're going to start with clearing the ancestral. And I know that this is something many of you have already done and you keep doing. And of course, because there's only so much you can drop at once, it has to do with shifting yourself into who you really are. First, there's an identification with the person that you got conditioned into, which is your family line, and there's the stories that you were told, or there are the ways your parents, grandparents, and family members relate to you that condition you and pattern you in a certain way, and that's all your ancestral stuff that is based on a long line of interpretations of reality. And often these interpretations are distorted and are not very helpful, and they get passed on almost like, you know, when we do play this little game, we whisper into somebody's ear and they hear something and then they pass it on. And then by the end, after 20 or 30 people, the message is quite distorted. And that's just the nature of time and space, that things get distorted. It's almost like things are bent. And we're going to also, you know, work on the DNAs, specifically because that is the language of your ancestors. It gives you your color of your eyes, the shape of your body, bone density and height and all these things. And as we know, we can't actually change the DNA. Science tells us through influencing it by frequency and by words. So what we're thinking, and especially speaking, it matters a lot. So the past is already here. So your body is the past. It's the end result of your ancestral line. And how does it express itself inside you? what are your present issues and your present pain. So let's work specifically with something right now. When you feel yourself into something in your life that maybe made you buy this package. Maybe you remember what that was. Maybe it has evolved and there's something very loud right now, a particular issue that just stands out, and you bring your attention to that for a few seconds. And we're just going to collectively clear. Yeah, there you go. Collectively clear this for the people that are on the call and also people that are not on the call right now and listen to this later. Deep breath. I'm just going to start increasing the energy about 100 times, and you will always receive whatever you need. Increasing in vibration. And maybe we're going to go back to this particular issue that you just put your attention on, and we're just going to bring it forward again. If there's something left, maybe you don't feel it anymore, but I can sense there's still quite a lot in the space. So let's start clearing this again, another layer of it. And just allow the light, the white light, to pour down into your crown chakra and just flush through the body, through your legs, into the ground, into earth, in the center of the earth, out into source, way, way below you, infinite space below you, infinite space above you, and opening up and expanding you as consciousness out of this particular seeing of this particular issue. Bring in more light now. Just allowing the light to come deep into the cells. Deep breath, beautiful. I'm going to increase the vibration 1,000 times, please. And again, you will receive whatever is needed. I'm just increasing the vibration just to the edge of what is just right for you. That's good. And we're going to ask the vibration to keep increasing and clearing things that we don't know, that we don't even verbalize, but are ready to go. Deep breath, and allow the breath to come into you. You are the breath breathing into this body, and you're the breath moving out of your body, breathing into this body, giving it life, restoring it, rejuvenating it. I'm bringing it into this instant, because the body, we said, is the past of the ancestors. A lot of thoughts and things are in there that aren't relevant for you right now in this life. They are the blockages, and that with your present eyes are being distorted and made personal as your own little issues. And they really have nothing to do with you. All your problems are not really belonging to you. Just bringing more space between you and your problems. And take a deep breath again. And just keep breathing, yeah. Just keep breathing, bringing space to all the areas around the cells, all the spaces that should be spacious. And we're just going to do some general clearing on emotional clinging. Okay, we cling to things. Okay, bringing all these patterns up for everybody. We cling to food, to people, to the body, to what we want a certain way. That comes from a narrow perspective. So we want to just clear that. We really open, unfold it to, yeah, deep breath, to receive and be that which you already are. And we're going to clear some patterns on domination. What's really a power issue? Being dominated by thoughts, by food, by the problems. Yeah, resetting the power dynamic, and that, take deep breaths, yeah, includes also abuse issues. Okay, there's quite a lot coming up of that. And the sadness around that, the despair, the crying. Just going to bring frequencies of love. And confusions, clearing confusions that are just what the human condition is all about, right? All the confusions. Things making no sense, worrying, trying to understand the mechanics of the mind. Using the mind to run one's life causes confusion because the mind is, it's not really meant to be used to run one's life. It's your heart, it's your existence, you, who you are as consciousness. Deep breath. And just allow the words to heal you. Don't have to understand everything. Doesn't matter. Just feeling with your truth detector just deep in your heart. I'm going to clear some victim and tyrant patterns. And that's a condition that is very deep. It's a condition of the old paradigm. Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. Beautiful. And how we project being tyrannized by some things, people, thoughts, food, situations. We project that, or we are in the position of tyrannizing and controlling. No, we are the tyrant, controlling our body, controlling life, controlling outcomes. Just take a deep breath. Yeah, that's beautiful. Reset your spine a little bit. I can see there's things blocking up. Move a little bit if you need to let the energies move through the chest area. I'm just going to increase the vibration further. And as the cosmic energy is increasing in vibration, we're just going to nourish the emotional body a little bit right now. Just allowing the different frequencies of light to enter you like rainbows coming through your aura from all directions. And just nourishing the cells with the right frequencies. And let's move right away to some clearing the toxins. We're going to go right into the physical as these vibrations, these rainbow lights, all the different frequencies, just the right ones you need, the metallics, silvers, golds, copper, diamonds, red, blue, all the different hues, the violets, the yellows, the pinks, all the beautiful colors. You might imagine yourself in the middle of a garden with all these flowers absorbing their fragrance and their colors into the aura, allowing that to move through the liver now, and just clearing and nourishing the liver with what the liver needs. Resetting the energy structures. Moving into the tissues of the skin, also an organ where toxins lie. And clearing funguses there and anything else that's sitting there. It's tied up in fat tissues. Or just neutralizing it. Using a little bit of quantum, neutralizing, disappearing, like a collapsing into infinity. Deep breath. Yeah. I can see some smiles. Just notice an inner smile arise. The happiness from the organs, from deep within, from the soul. I'm going to go to the digestive system, the source of all the many things. It's nourishing, clearing, supporting. If there's an area that you hate about your body, like the tummy area, maybe you have a little bit extra weight there, just put your hands there, maybe kindly just being with what is, allowing any of the emotions to arise, to come with that. And just knowing that what you're experiencing right now is not permanent, allowing something beautiful to arise, to manifest, opening up pathways of energies, and allowing extra weight to clear off. As we're talking about the skin, I just remember requests that are always common regarding tightening the skin. So the skin is an organ, and it's almost like it's living in the past, remembering a stretch, remembering to be larger. So we want to come into this present moment, getting the skin here into this instant, this present moment, matching what's really going on, being tight, being alert, being capable, having power to be flexible, bringing aliveness to the cells, getting things back up to speed, increase the vibration of the skin, repair collagen. And the whole body, face, tummy area, legs, arms. Even remembering what it felt like when you were young, very young, and your skin was very tight. Yeah, exactly. As we're just letting this run, we're going to ask any estrogen mimickers, toxins, chemicals in the body to, okay, there's coming up too. Allowing this to clear. And most importantly, to allow consciousness to kind of tune into these discerning these chemicals and these fake things and not responding to it, ignoring it. Like it moved through like a child would, you know, swallow a marble and it just comes out whole. Just letting the body just know, oh, don't engage with it. It's nothing to do with me. So what that happens emotionally, learning that as well is the first step. Knowing Yeah, deep breath. Knowing when to not engage and just let it pass through. Not stressing and aging the body by engaging with everything constantly. That wears you out and ages you. Increasing the vibration. So let's come to the DNA. This is something, if you want to have that done, I'm going to do this a general process now, because there are so many people on the call. We're going to ask have mom's and dad's DNA be pulled up. And going to ask for breakages, markers, and any other aging issues or disease markers to be shown. Let's start with the disease markers to be pulled up now and to resonate right now and show themselves. And if you're a little bit clairvoyant, you might even see your own little problem. Okay, so quite a few coming up now. Just going to ask them for clearing now. Ask them to be cleared within you. Take a deep breath. And we're going to bring some other breakages, or just through living, where things break down. Allowing that to come up now. And recalibrating with the divine frequency, with the light frequency. With the original, pure, clear light of who you are. Okay, there you go. Matching that up. I will take care of a lot of things, actually. Yeah. It's like working where we put the tape in the film projector. We're not working on the canvas, on the screen. We're working at the source. Allowing mom's and dad's DNA within you to calibrate, harmonize. Beautiful. Good. And just for a moment, as we are hanging out with the DNA, again, resonance, words, frequencies matter. Maybe you're going to say some kind words to yourself right now, or state, or make a statement of some kind of beauty or certainty, something very uplifting. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Awesome, guys. That's nice. There you go. Beautiful. Ooh, that's very nice. Good. We're just going to ask this to set as a new frequency, to be set, and to continue build on that. Wonderful. So, good. We did the general healing. Let's go to the specific healings that are always for everybody as well. So I'm going to start with somebody in Alberta. I'm unmuting 780. Grote is the last name.
Hello.
Hi there.
Shelley here.
Shelley. Okay. Oh, hi, Shelley. Yes, that's right. Okay. Do you have something today to focus on?
I do. So after our session, my pain seemed to worsen throughout my body. So I went to the chiropractor, as we discussed, and he thinks that my right and my left brain are not communicating. And so he's got me doing a bunch of exercises just to get them working together. So I'm wondering if there's anything that you can see or do to help me with that because right now I'm fine.
What was the pain again?
The pain's all over in my body.
Oh, like a fibromyalgia?
Yeah, specifically in the mornings, my ankles, calves, and lower back, but it can be anywhere. And it's just getting so bad that when I ride my horse, I go for a walk, and then I'm just in pain. I'm not enjoying it. And then if I don't move enough, I'm in pain, but if I move too much, I'm in pain. So if I'm sitting for a while, I'm 90 years old when I get up, and I'm like, ah.
I hear you. So you're hitting a wall, basically, so you have to break through it. Nothing works. When nothing works, we have to move to a new country, right?
I'm in.
So basically we have to open up the pleasure part again. So let me first of all just focus directly on that vibration. So it's more like a very direct approach. And you have no pain right now, you're saying?
Not a lot, no. Usually... stiffness. It's more stiffness right now.
Okay. Bring your attention to the memory of the pain that you have.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're talking about it right now, so it still exists in your mind. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in your mind it is, so it must
Absolutely.
Manifest. Right? So what if you forgot about it?
I can forget about it when it's now, but when I get up in the morning and I can't walk.
I hear what you're saying. Well, if you truly forgot about it, you would not get up in the morning, have the pain, because you can only manifest what's in the mind.
Okay.
So it's about truly forgetting. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to truly forget about it. This is not easy, but because it needs a lot of surrender. But right now, in this present moment, with your willingness, just really, really like praying for to be free. It's really, it's a drama like you're done with it, right? You're done. Because then you have freedom and you don't know what that it's going to be like. You're going to be a whole new person, right? And okay. Okay, so actually you did a right and left rewiring. I don't know if you could feel that.
I feel like my body's vibrating right now.
Energy's flowing. Yeah, when there's vibration, energy's flowing. And you were believing and knowing that there was a right-left brain imbalance or like a rewiring needed. We did that now, but right now in this moment, is there still a fear regarding getting up in the morning and there's pain and stiffness? Can you still find that?
I think probably, yeah, a little bit because it's been for so many years.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so it's hard to let go of.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I totally understand. And things that last a very long time seem so real, right? I mean, the Roman Empire lasted for a long time and it's gone. Oh, you just feel into that for a moment. There you go. There's things that last a long time and then suddenly they're gone. There you go. That's it. You feel the whole group actually shifting right now with you. Yeah, that's it. You feel the elevation of the frequency right now?
Yeah.
You do, eh? Yeah. Yeah, so you go, beautiful. What we're doing, we're moving out of the floor, the country we're in the elevator, going up a vibration. There's a whole new life. There's a whole new reality. So just keep the vibration high, enjoy it. It's in the recording, and just remember, Rome is gone. Like the Roman Empire or whatever else you want to think about it, you know, the Egyptian dynasty. Things are very, very powerful are gone. The pain appears so powerful, but it cannot last. Who you are is more powerful. Okay?
Yeah, just that floating feeling is back again.
That's
really
beautiful.
Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
No, enjoy it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a person that's anonymous. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi there. Did we speak earlier today?
No.
Okay. Okay, what's your name?
Diana.
Diana. Okay, how can I help you?
I have a very simple question.
Cut out there. Can you say again?
I have a very simple question. Mm-hmm. In the past, when I've worked with healing modalities, I've experienced either a great expansive joy in my heart, or as I did yesterday, I was out in my yard and I experienced this great clarity of mind, which I had not had in quite mm-hmm. some time. Mm-hmm. So my question is how to stay with that state, and if it should change, if the vibration should go down, how does one bring oneself back to that?
Yeah, it's such a beautiful question. That's all falls in the realm of spiritual practice. The number one practice is going inward, meditate, because you're like the sun, and the sun gets clouded or eclipsed with clouds or whatever, and then because you're standing on the earth looking at the sun, like it seems it's gone, it's all cloudy, but you are the sun. In meditation, we need to shift from the identification of the body and the person that you are to the core that you truly are. That's the only thing that truly, and that shift is called what we call true awakening. And otherwise, the only other way to do it is to become. There's another way of doing it, which is you. But it's not easy when you basically become totally okay and loving, kindly embracing anything that you experience, even when you are in this dark place. You just say it's okay. I don't care. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I feel. It's all okay. And when you're okay, then you love everything. And then you're in the, and then you suddenly are being back in the core because you are the love that you are. Do you understand?
Yes, I'm beginning to understand. So it's a matter of just, I want to use the word persistence, continue the practice.
Yes,
until
exactly.
You reach what you want, what you're
yes.
seeking to reach.
Exactly.
And I hate the word to seek. I hate to use the word seek as well until you reach the state of being who you really are. And
yes,
it out.
That's right, and it's a constant process. And there's the process of negation, which is you clear, and then the process of positivity, which is going towards something. And in the West, we have a tendency to go towards something, where in the East, we negate. The negation process is way easier, way faster. The positive process, going towards something, towards an experience, a situation, or a feeling, is way more complicated because it gets us, it leads us astray. But both are needed. If the mastery is to know when to negate and when to look outward and move and be positive. That is the art of mastery, and that's something that essentially is you have to discern. I teach it like this: you have to know, are you 51% into your pain already? Then go all the way in and accept it. Are you less than 50% in your pain? You're more outside your pain. You're actually more okay than not okay. Then you detach completely, and you just have to use power to detach from an emotion and redirect your attention.
So in that case, that would be, that would be neutrality. That would be neither positive nor negative, right in the middle.
That's right. Yeah, you ascend. Yeah, that's right. The very first step to anything is to embody your neutrality fully. And that's the very first practice. And most people fail at that because it's boring.
So step back and be the witness.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you will always experience yourself eclipsed by your karma, so you constantly notice you're not the witness. And that's very frustrating, but that's where the persistence, as you said, comes in, where you just have to keep reminding yourself, oh, there it is. You have to find the center point of that problem you're just finding yourself in. There's always a witness. You can always notice, oh, I'm stuck in my problem. The moment you notice, you're back in your witness.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, the next person is a cell phone in Bedford, 60371. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie. Hi, Leslie. How can I help you?
Hi. I injured my knees pretty badly like 3 months ago, and I was wondering if there was anything maybe you could do on that healing-wise.
Okay. Did you fall? Did you fall on your knees? Is it already x-rayed, or what? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I had a fall, and I had an x-ray, and there's no fracture, but there's a large numb area, and it's still been giving me some issues.
Can you put your fingers on that numb area for a moment? Is that easy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just put your hand there. I'm just going to clear also the impact energy that's in there. And move your knee a little bit inwards, like the leg. Pull it, like just a little movement. It's almost like the, yeah. Okay, just relax. Okay. How does that feel right now?
Yeah, that feels different.
Feels different. It looked to me like your knee got, like the energetic body got banged over, like ding, like kind of dented inwards, like, and then had to be adjusted and lined up again, the physical knee and the energetic knee. And let me go again on the surface. There's something else. I'm grounding the energy down from the shin area downwards. And anybody who has knee issues on the call is receiving healing in that area as well. Off of whatever else you'd like to use this energy. Okay. There's still a lot of emotional stuff with you. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've been. I had several losses a few years ago, and I've been kind of working through that. So.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to clear that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Trusting your power that you can move forward despite all that happened. That's where you're stuck a little bit. Yeah. In the tummy, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to California. Milliken, 530.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
This is Breeder. Hello.
Hi there.
So nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
I would very much appreciate some clearing with some nerve damage in my feet, especially the top third of them, I would say. Some in my hands, and it also seems to be around my eyelids. The top part, the eyelids part, may be shingles that I got some months ago. And I have thighs that are not moving, or collations, I think they're called. They're more lumps rather than like the usual thigh. Then the feet are sort of numb and tingling. Mm. And the hands, not so much numb, but tingling. So I'm assuming it's nerve damage.
Do you have diabetes? Is there nothing like that?
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
Is there any diabetes in the...
No, not diabetes, but I do have a blood disorder. And I am taking a chemo-type capsule that manages that. So possibly it may be a spin-off from that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let me see if we can manage the chemo drug and the blood-to-the-body communication in a way that is least interfering with regular physiology and movement and nerve communication.
Wonderful, thank you.
When we did the DNA work, did you focus on that part?
I did, yes.
Okay. And did you notice a clearing or a lifting?
I didn't physically. I think I did, I believed in it. So I visualized it, shall we say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go. A lot of ancestral stuff for you. Can you feel that cold wind moving through right now?
Yeah.
It's going to allow this this drama, this situation, this sort of disease. And as much as it seems so real and medicine says it's probably lasting and it's forever, But again, like we talked earlier with Shelley, it's not necessary.
Let Rome be gone. I enjoy that. Let Rome be in the past.
Yes, yes, exactly. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll let you go
Thank
now.
Thank you very Thanks. Much.
Okay,
Thanks.
Bye. We have Kyle in 812. Kramer?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
Cindy.
Cindy, hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What seemed to come up the most for me with, and I think it could be just an ancestral belief system with the women in my lineage is just this overwhelming feeling like happiness is not allowed for us or... Mm. I don't know if it's a worthiness or just a permission, but I think it's really blocking any benefit I can get from all the work that I try and do.
Mm, yeah, yeah. So many women have that, right? It's the whole, the part that we can feel, the oppressive energy.
Yes, very heavy.
So heavy, yeah, I know. And so many women live in this still on this planet. You can't imagine how much. It's 2016, but so let's, and thank you for carrying this as well and being conscious of it, because most women aren't even conscious. They keep still buying into it. But you're noticing like, okay, wait a minute, that's really not who I am. I don't need to have that. So let's kind of bring in, allow that to lift out, because it's time to make a change here. So it looks like a huge concrete ceiling, actually. So... There it goes. Is your mother still alive or is she gone?
She's still alive.
Hmm.
Yeah, but she's not happy.
No, I just see her smiling. You know, the funny thing is as I'm doing this right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Well, because it's coming through her as well, right? I mean...
It's going to her, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing this. Oh. We're doing this globally. This is not just
wow.
You.
Beautiful.
That's why I said, you know, you are carrying this for many people, and we share that. But we're, you know, women are waking up to this, and but like I said, a lot of women are still buying into it. So right now, I want you to put your attention on the unworthiness. That's still there. Do you still feel that? Has it changed? Can you find it?
I still feel a closing off feeling, like...
To what? What are you closing off to?
Maybe myself. I don't know.
Yes.
Gifts, I guess.
Yeah, because you don't know. You have never
Power.
Gone and... Yeah, exactly. You've never had time to actually think, who am I? Like, what is it? What's me? Right?
And what's the point if you can't go there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's open that up. In fact, it's always here, right? Bring your attention to the place where you say me.
Okay.
Inside yourself. When you say me, there's a place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, good. Now we're just going to hang in there for a moment. Everybody does that. That's your doorway to the infinite. Mm. I mean, one doorway, that's the doorway that's very good for humans. Lots of clearing right now. You can feel that. Good. And last question is, what is it that you, what do you love doing? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but just what is it that would be just a dream for you to do or to be around or be where or do what, you know, just something come up for you?
Well, when I was a child, I did art and I sang all the time.
Yeah. I would say just do it right now. Sing while you do the dishes in the kitchen, doodle around. Don't make it even a big project first. Just open up the pathways, the nerves, okay? And just... Yeah, do whatever it is, just a couple of crayons or whatever, and just feel what that feels like. Follow the feeling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
You.
Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
There's Cynthia at 314. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Hi, Cynthia. Hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Do you
good.
Have something?
Yeah. Yes. My frame. I have more weight, excess weight on my body. And I've been working with this for years. And I get some progress, but it's never sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about how I look, in my mind, I look one way. But when I look in the mirror, I almost don't recognize myself.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my upper arms. They're very, very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, is there something that's going on that I'm locking that in, or what's causing that?
Yeah, well, you
to
know.
Not
the
release.
Well, you know, there's everything is being created through a template, right? It's a thought, right? It's a bunch of thoughts. So they are, of course, unconscious for you. You don't know what it is. So you're looking for the reason, but you can't find it in your mind. So the key is to feel. Are you a person that doesn't feel energy very well?
Actually, for the most part, I don't. But in the last year, few calls, I tell you, I got a lot out of it after the call. And
uh-huh.
I go back and listen. Oh, I felt such. Oh, yes.
Okay,
great
so.
Movement. Yes.
Oh, good. So you are starting to feel things. Well, that's good because your body is feeling things, right? You have to be in touch with your body. It's like if you're not reaching, like let's say you have some dishes on the table and you're trying to, you can't. You can think about moving them around or taking them off, but if you can't touch them, they'll be sitting there. You are not touching the fat. You're not reaching with your consciousness, with your awareness. With your awareness, you're not reaching to the fat, right? And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's such a resistance that they are. So how do you feel about this overweight? What's the main feeling you have?
Well, I would love to say, and I have said, that I'm just going to accept myself the way I am. And I do.
Well, yeah,
but
that's coping. Yeah, that's coping. That doesn't
but
do anything.
When I put clothes on, you know, it's like, ooh, I would like to be different. But, I mean, I do love myself. I have to say I do love myself. And
yeah.
it's not a game changer, but
yeah.
I would feel much more healthier with less weight on my body.
Yeah. So how do you feel? Like, what's the emotion?
Frustration. And the reason I feel frustrated is because I really do and have done in the past many, many things, workouts, I mean, all kinds of things. And I'll lose some, but never enough to really, if you look at me, you know, you look at somebody and say, oh, they lost 20 pounds, they lost 30 pounds. I have not experienced that in my adult life.
Yeah. Look, so frustration is just the first emotion. Put your attention there. And anybody who else on the call has frustration about their weight, and there's a lot of prickly energy here, irritation. Just take a deep breath. Because that's the first layer. And that anger that's there. You have a lot of power, right?
Yeah, I feel like I do, yeah.
Are you a colored
crazy.
Woman, Cynthia? Are you a colored woman?
Yes. Yeah,
I can
yes.
feel it. See, I can feel it. I can feel you. So the thing is that you are a woman of a lot of power, and usually modern life is just not really enough for a very strong woman. I mean, you know, you have to also look at what your ancestors did. You know, what did they really do? They used the body very strongly, and dance, work in the fields, like build things. You know, just sitting in an office job is just the diet needs to adjust to that. You know, so and then mm-hmm. what food you eat. So having so what we're going to do is here, if we can see if we can adjust the metabolism to the modern life being lighter, letting the ancestral programming a little bit, especially regarding the weight, kind of readjusting that. Can we do that? Have you done that before with someone?
No, but thank you. Yes.
Yeah, let's do this. You see, there's a huge response right now. There you go.
Mm.
Can you feel that right now?
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. Now you're programmed for a lot of hard work. That's what I'm getting. Way more than you're using. Hey, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now is the frustration gone?
I feel so much better, yes.
Okay.
I feel so much better.
Awesome. So keep working on it. Watch, pay attention to the next feeling that arises and breathe through it, okay? And just go through the layers, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Cynthia, that was great for everybody. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. We have 917. Hello?
Aratima? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is Reem. How are you?
Hi, Reem. Oh, yeah. Hi there. How are you?
Good. Good. I wondered if you could help with congestion and water retention in general. Like, I feel I'm listening to the MP3s and they're helping, but somehow I think I'm not flushing it out or, you know, not releasing it completely.
Is it in the legs? Where's the water retention?
Well, it's like in the hands and the fingers and the legs. In the ankles, particularly, but and I have no, you know, like it's not related to blood pressure. I don't have diabetes or anything like that.
How old are you?
45.
Let me go into this water. What this is? Some entity. Okay, entity. I get here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's clear that.
Thank you.
Ah, looks like drowning, actually.
Wow.
Okay. Can you feel the energy right now? It's a lot of clearing. Ooh. Okay, lots of clearing, drowning, and the entity of that. It's an energy, it's an entity, right, of that memory.
So this is a past life, or is it karmic?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're just going to check if there's anything else in the hormonals now that are now physically manifesting these patterns. Pituitary gland, please correcting. And also getting you out of a different timeline. Coming fully into this present moment, not living in parallel timelines. I'm doing this all for everybody here. Oh, there you go. Did you notice that too?
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel like a wave of something. Because it's water, so.
That's right. Let the waves go. Let the waves go. We don't need them. Too many waves.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I'd love to hear about this. If you're on Facebook, let me know. Okay. Bye.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye. Okay, Susan Avera, hi there.
Hi. I've had this electric feeling in my mouth and a tooth that's extremely sensitive.
Okay. Okay, so let's maybe put your hand there in that area or fingers on the tooth area and that electricity. You've had this for a while?
Only about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can feel the electricity. Yeah, let's kind of balance that out with the magnetic field. And just allowing any other kind of short circuits or short circuiting to be corrected. That seems to be changing now. Can you feel that?
I feel a little shaky, yes.
A little shaky, yeah. Yeah, letting the energy really kind of spread out everywhere. It's almost like, are you almost like trying something very hard right now? Are you focused into something and forcing something right now in your life?
Well, I have two things. I teach and it's the end of the year, so that's stressful in my 95-year-old dad is, I think he's close to the end of his life.
Okay. I want you to come more into your pelvic, breathe into your pelvic area, feel the feet on the floor, just come into this present moment a little bit. It's not all up to you. You're just a person that breathes and stuff happens through you. Teaching happens through you. You do nice things for your father, but you don't have to take all this on. This is not your responsibility. It's doing it more with joy and freedom and just as much as you can. Don't push so hard, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and if there's some other things you need to express right there, I'm just moving in some other areas here, which is emotions. Take a deep breath, just allowing that to unfold and just know that everything is safe. It's all unfolding perfectly, just seeing the mysteries of life always unfolding. Okay, there. So this is spreading out a bit, that electricity. Can you feel that? It kind of, it's different?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. I have Anonymous, another caller here. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There's no name. Yeah, okay. Hi there. Hi, can I hear? Can you hear me? Who's that?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello. This is Ursula.
Ursula. Hi, nice to meet you. Okay.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Is this Ursula Haygard, or what? That's your name? Is that the right person that I'm thinking of?
No.
Not somebody else.
It's
okay.
Another. It's another.
Am I wrong? Okay. Okay. What can I do for you?
So the thing is, I have several food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst is wheat, but also other grains, even wheat that is gluten-free, which is really strange for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no clue what the reason for it is.
How's your relationship with your mother?
I would say it's okay, but
it's okay. Okay. Do you live in the country you were born?
Yes, I do. In Germany.
Okay. Okay, so let's go a little deeper then into things that are from the past in your DNA, allowing things that are unfinished from Neolithic times to clear and adjust. Take a deep breath, allowing this immune system to come into the present moment, into this here and now, and allowing all conflicts that it's working out with food to be resolved. We're just going to bring in some immune globuli from your mother's milk, the energies and frequencies to you and everybody else here. Strengthen the immune system. Being supported in the feminine, feeling comfortable with the feminine. The nurturing the earth and clearing the war that we have with the Mother Earth. Take a deep breath. Are you noticing a different frequency inside you right now, Ursula?
I'm getting warm.
Okay, that's good. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay, more connected with nature itself, with Mother Earth. Okay, I want to take this a little deeper because this is a very important thing that I'm interested in collectively, because I don't only work with people, I work on a global way all the time. So that is helping all of humanity right now in this war that we have, that's acting out in the physical right now through the shift, especially in the immune system and in the brain. There you go. Just knowing that everything is okay, that you're safe, your body's nature, food is nature, and all these thought processes that are interfering with that, it corrupted this whole existence, allowing that to dissolve in its own timing. There you go. Good. There you go, just more clearing right now. That's beautiful. So this will be a little bit of a process for you, Ursula, but this is going to help. It's a good step in the right direction, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know why there is also, there's even mainly a reaction in my thoughts? with the grains, which is quite different from, for example, the milk. And that's what I found really intriguing.
Oh, your thoughts start changing once you eat grains?
Yes, the next day I noticed, because even if I didn't know, because recently I had a gluten-free wheat bun or whatever it was, and I found out because my thoughts changed. And then I asked at the hotel and said, well, do you know, was that perhaps gluten-free wheat somewhere in there? And they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thoughts get really, I would say, dark.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is that there is a corruption, and we can look at it from different angles. And I already mentioned an angle as I was doing the clearing. I can kind of maybe explain it from another way as well, is that the way the food grows on the planet is very engineered. You know, it's not really wild. It's not like a dandelion that is wildly growing on somewhere and has full, pure, true intelligence. It's tens and hundred thousands of years old. So the grains are very old, but they're not the way our ancestors long, long time actually grew them. So there is information in there that is almost deteriorated. And if you are kind of a little in tune with the frequencies of the planet, you become, and you're a very heart-centered person, you're going to become more sensitive. That's good, but if you don't cultivate power, which means is power to work against this darkness, this negativity, then you are going to become very sensitive, more and more sensitive. It becomes very difficult to live. I mean, some people live in bubbles, right? They can't be anywhere, extremely psychic and all this. You have to also cultivate a lot of power and strength. This is why I always advocate a tremendous amount of physical workout and really, really approaching your emotions and your thoughts with like a martial artist. You have to be very strong. We have to get stronger and stronger to counter this energy that we're trying to drop, because entire structures are going to be dissolving next year. That can be very overwhelming. So you have to hold your center very strongly, be in your core, cultivate your neutral mind, and just know that the wheat itself is not the problem. It's everything else, how you work with how you respond to it and deal with that. Don't project that the wheat is bad and you get stuck. But just know that your body is responding to it, and just tell your body that you don't have to do that. Working more, have to keep the power inside of yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I believe I do. I think it's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to go a couple more minutes here. And this is Beverly at 303.
Oh, yes. Oh gosh, so much today. I was thinking mostly of my legs, knee issues. I know that's been talked about, and extra fat that I carry on my legs. And when I think of what emotion, I think of shame.
Okay. Well, just feel that shame right now, and we'll do it together. And kind of, and a lot of everybody, humans have shame. We dress ourselves up, we hide, right? It's a very deep cultural programming. And there you go. Good. Go deeper into that. And I hear a cat.
It's my cat. She's right here. She must be picking up on.
She's talking to me. Hi there. Hi.
Yes.
Hi. You totally agree. What's wrong with these humans? They have shame.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I realize nobody in my family ever wore shorts or showed their legs, male or female, ever.
Yeah.
So no wonder I don't.
Yeah. I want you to even look at your legs right now.
I am, yes.
You are. Just look at them. I want you really neutral. Just notice the feelings coming up. Watch. Be like a scientist, okay? Just notice. We're going to... I want you to know that what you're seeing is a false perception.
Okay.
you're seeing something that's not really the truth. Essentially, you're seeing light, but you don't see it. You've shaped it a certain way. So mm-hmm. it can't, okay? So we just need to know this. Not about how do I do this? How do I make this light? Right? No, yeah. It's about knowing that what you're seeing isn't the ultimate truth. It's very important. It detaches you from your creation and mm-hmm. lets it run free again to dissolve and move, because life isn't always in flow. If you detach and let it be, then the leg can shape and move around. Mm-hmm. So you're going to... Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. A lot of other people on the call are doing this right now. This is great.
I'm sure.
How's this feeling of shame? When you look for the shame feeling, is it less? Is it gone? How is it?
I'm not feeling it right now. I'm just feeling neutral.
There you go. Good. That's the one you keep. You're gonna keep going back to neutral. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Bye. There is. Not so sure how to say this. It's 213 number. Tlaci in Los Angeles. Hello? I think there is no volume on. Hello? Okay, I'll go to the next person, and that is 44208. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hi. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Anya.
Hi, Anya. Do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me with my hormones, mm-hmm. with my hormonal level, because I tend to get very, very heavy periods and a lot of ding and flats, and it's very, very mm-hmm. traumatic.
Yeah, well, how old are you? Are you in menopause?
No, I'm premenopause, like, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you sure you have a lot of iron? You might want to take a lot of molasses on a daily basis. Are you aware how your iron is?
Yes, I used to be anemic, but I haven't checked it for a while now, but it's been, the pattern's been going on since I've started my period. So it's been like many.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you are, often, you know, even there's a tendency of for a lot of women to not metabolize iron properly, and then you will have strong periods because you need the iron. So it's a kind of a cycle. You lose it, but you need it. So let's kind of just work with your hormones here. And everybody.
And I have a fibroid as well.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Just a grief inside you, so we're just going to clear some of the feelings. And also this pattern of life is hard. Do you have that?
Yes, very much so. A lot of struggle.
That is really the underlying problem. There's too much pressure down and too heavy on your uterus. You're carrying too much of a load, and you have to not identify so much with it. Just don't care so much about it. Do what you can, and then the rest just throw your hands up and says, I don't know, you take care of it. This works.
It seems like, I take a lot on me energetically, and I don't know.
Do you want to change that?
I do.
Yeah, do you want to change that?
I'm not sure how to change it. I would love to change it, but I'm not sure
you
how.
Just decide it. You decide it. You just say, I'm not going to care so much about it. That, you see the resistance there?
Yeah, there is a lot of resistance.
Yeah, okay, good. This is your identification. You're having, and it's your identity that you, and your identity is making you sick and bleed a lot. It's not worth it, but you can remain in that. Or you can move through that resistance and just basically find a new person, find a new version of yourself, something that works better, has pleasant periods, and has a lighter life. What's happening?
I love that. I think I'm ready.
Right. I don't sound certain to me. But you can take your own timing. But you know how it is in life. You're either pregnant or not. You're either really making a decision or not. So that's you understand. This you need to move through that identification, attachment to that role you're playing, and to really take care. And why wait so long and make it so that the whole body collapses? I mean, people get so sick and then there's a big drama, and then don't wait too long. I mean, you're still managing the crisis, but it can get only worse.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes. That, you know, anytime I will just collapse.
Yeah, well, maybe you maybe that's your language. Maybe that's what you need. I'm not judging it. Maybe that's what you want or need to do. But you do have free will to choose. You don't have to do it. Okay. All right. This is a
thank you for that information. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Bye. There's Becky on a web call.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is a blissful call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My issue is, I think, you know, my soul believes that to connect to divine love, I need to do it through another being, like maybe, you know, angelic or other, even human. You know, like I have a subconscious thing.
Yeah. You don't want that, yeah. Well, the thing is that, yeah, you don't want to connect with anything, really, because, let me put it this way, we can't get away from connecting, because whenever we think about somebody, we connect with that person, and there's an energy flow. And so this is why it's advisable to connect and think about nice people, not about things that make us, you know, feel bad, because there's an energy flow. Now, you are love. It's just that you're not experiencing it, because it's not an emotion. Your body is love. It's light. It's love. Love is what glues the light together, you could say. You know, it's a simple way to putting it. So you don't, in fact, right now especially, I would say, we connect with ascended beings and angels and all this. This is okay. But essentially, it's if you really want to be radically clear, it's not the best thing either, because there's just you, the self, there's the source, God, whatever you are in the universe. And if you want to focus and connect with that, you're the safest and your life will unfold the best. And the easiest way to do that is put your attention on the place where you say me. Okay, do that. Everybody do that again. There you go. And can you feel that right now, Becky?
Yeah.
How do you experience that place?
There's a lot of pushback.
It's pushback?
Yeah, like from inside, there's a lot of darkness pushing out against my hands.
Darkness is pushing out of your hands, away from you?
There's like, the darkness is inside at the me point and pushing out against my hands.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I want you to go deeper. When you say me, there is nothing. Your mind cannot climb into the experience of me. Your mind can register pushing and darkness because it's all part of the mind. But who you are is not mind. So I want you to just be me, yourself, without a thought, underneath the thinking, underneath the feeling.
Mm.
There you go. That's better, right?
It's an opportunity. It's like a window opening.
There you go. Bingo. Yes, exactly. That's it. It's just you. Very simple. There's no problem either. You can just live like that. Be just yourself. And when you live from that, you will, of course, you know, seek out people, work stuff. You know, you're engaging in the world, and the vibration of these people will be higher and higher, and they will feed you. You feed them. There's interaction. But do you need to connect to somebody? I mean, in that place, you're connected with everything at once, because we're all connected, right? You're not stuck in the mind that wants to connect with this or that, with this over that. This is better than that. This is, you know, so that whole drama is taken care of when you just are being yourself. Is this helping, Becky?
Yeah, if so, divine love and yourself are more or less the same thing.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Simple, right? Okay. Okay. Bye. There's a person in Lyon, France. Felice? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Felice?
I can hear you.
Okay, it's a little muffled, but how can I help you? Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, yeah, it's Felice. I'm British, but I live in France.
I can't hear you. Oops, it's very hard. Can you come closer to the microphone?
I'll try my best. Is it better?
Yeah, just make it very easy question so I can sort of get it right away. What is it?
Okay, I'll keep it, make it easy. I would love to stop smoking. I have it for 24 years. I'm 47 soon. And my biggest fear, well, I have two. One is the stress and irritation I feel, and the other is major weight gain. I gave up once and put on like a huge amount of weight, got very depressed, it cost me my marriage, you know, it all went downhill.
Are you talking about, did I hear weight? Was it weight, the word that you said?
Yeah, weight.
Okay, let's kind of quickly, I heard the stress part. Okay, just, I want to just give you a general healing here. Just sit nicely and help you with this, with the stress and just, you know, this unhappiness that you're experiencing right now here. And we're going to do another weight clearing. Okay, some anxiety actually in you. You're starting to get calmer a little bit?
Yeah, warm.
Warm, okay. Yeah. And just for a moment, just bring your attention to this thought, all the stress around weight again.
Yeah.
There you go, good. Deep breath. And there's a little bit of like past life for you as well, some clearing past life. You worked very hard. You had a lot of children. I see lots of hard work and putting on weight because of that. So clearing, helping your adrenals. Okay. I think that helps a little bit, eh?
Yeah, I feel relieved. Thank you.
Feel relieved. Okay, yeah. Good. Enjoy that. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay. There is Jennerette in New Jersey. Hello? Hello? 973? I think you can hear me, but I can't hear you. I can feel your presence. Hello? I can't hear you. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to one more person. It's in Sweden, and then we're going to stop. Mary in Sweden? Marie?
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm quite good.
I'm good.
I have some trouble with my right side right now. It's the jaw and the hip.
Okay.
I think it has to do with, I don't know, the blood is not flowing through my brain to the body somehow, I think. I don't know.
Huh. Interesting diagnosis. Okay.
I'm sure I just have a feeling it might be that.
Okay. Why don't you, can you put your hand on your jaw for a moment? How is the pain from 0 to 10? Is 10 really bad? Is it just like a 2 or something?
Yeah, it's not really bad now. Oh, it has been very bad. I haven't used it so much, so it's not so bad.
Okay. So anybody who has pain right now on the call or later in the replay, just put your attention there. We're just going to clear some pain issues.
I think it's worse, actually.
What's that? I can't hear you. Can you say again?
The hip is much worse right now than the jaw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all on the right.
Yeah, they're connected, you know, the hip and the The jaw is like the upper hip. Put your hand now on your jaw, on your hip area.
Okay.
Okay. How old are you?
44.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. It looks almost like there's a little bit of wear there, actually.
What?
A little bit of wear in the bone.
So wear?
Wear, like, you know, when something is kind of rubbed off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to allow this to repair. Nutrition in this area, allowing the cells to repair and strengthen. Okay. Did the pain just shift a little bit here?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. There's also an entity, okay, it's like energy that shouldn't be there. So we're just going to, it has moved out a bit, but we're going to just completely eliminate it or clear it.
Thank you.
There you go. That's it. Take a deep breath. Okay, that's better. Okay. Feel better? Yeah? Okay. Does it feel better?
Great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to leave the call now. I went way over time. And thanks for being on the call today. And we'll see each other again next week, same time. And I'll wish you a wonderful afternoon. Thank you very much. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.